Come visit us on Warden Road in Sherwood or shop online at FletcherDeals.com.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chickabee Bay Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
All right, 7:06 on this Monday, April 27th. Glad you're with us. Roger is off today. He's been spending some time down in Florida with a bunch of guys, including the Hendricks family, and doing the guy thing, and very deserved R&R for Roger. He'll be back today. I heard that his hair was flowing in the wind, the Redneck Riviera, his new hair. Give a shout-out to our buddy Don Grisham, who was that Don, man. He's out turkey hunting this morning. I hope you get one, Don.
Tell him to come to my backyard.
Oh, my gosh. That is Pat Bradley. Make sure let's see if his mic is on. Let's see. Say something, Chris. Let's turn that on. You got to get.
I got to flip it up like that. Oh, when you turn the on button on, amazing things happen. Amazing things.
That's it. So let me set the table here. So as always, we have Chris Kane on Mondays, brought to you by Trader Bills. Appreciate that. Pigskin Preacher hanging out with us. I don't get a chance to see him very often. So glad he's here with us. He's sponsored by Pinnacle Church of Christ. So that's a great sponsor.
We're sponsored by G.O.D.
sponsored by God. Christian Weaver running the board today in here. The Wizard, rather. He got his mom. His mom is listens to the show every day. So we got to make sure that we do our best, Christian, because we don't want your mom going, is that your best effort? Did I raise a son to give 75%? No, we don't. No. And unbelievable, in studio today, Pat Bradley. Oh, my
Woo!
God. Wow, Pat Bradley.
It's been a wild ride.
Now you stayed in the Bradley bedroom last night.
It is of all the places I go in the world. Mm-hmm. I'm talking North Pole to South Pole, coast to coast. That suite of David Basil's is the quietest and cold. Like all I need is cold and quiet. Yes. In a hotel room, give me cold and quiet. Anywhere I am, cold and quiet's the best place to sleep. There's no noise.
Well, it's just
the best
like,
place in the world.
You're so high, you're above the noise because you're up there in the eagle's nest.
In the eagle's
nest. The altitude. It's like half a mile up.
He's got the TV there. It's a huge TV.
Well, here you got the Lincoln bed. You got the Lincoln bedroom. And you got the Bradley bedroom. I mean, you're right there.
Well, is it quiet? Because he's never there. He's in Indiana. Oh, yeah. Then he's in Fayetteville. Then he's in Pine Bluff.
Listen, I go to my end of the house. When it's time to take care of business, he goes to his.
Let's hope that one doesn't end up like Lincoln. But the bed is so big, I haven't even seen the other side of it. I've never even, like, I crawl in and there's a whole side to the bed.
See, I thought I was the only one. I will sleep on, like, two feet.
Like
and the
sheet.
Whole rest of the, I don't.
You know what it is? I don't like
anything.
To mess up that sheet.
Exactly.
Well, so today, it's funny, Pat, we were talking, we've been talking to a lot of people. Because it's National Snoring Week.
Yes.
And we said, how many of you out there do you feel like you snore and are having to deal with it? And we have got a ton of folks. Somebody says, this is from Kevin, the CPAP is really to decrease stress on the heart during sleep. Here's one from 870, been wearing CPAP for over 13 years. Here's one, I got a Philips sleep station right when it was recalled. I don't know anything about the Philips sleep station. But it's amazing. My wife will not even let me sleep in the bed without the CPAP.
But the thing, I got a CPAP, and I had a 10-foot hose, right? So I could, because I toss and turn.
Extended.
Right, left.
Yeah.
No, I'm not joking. Yeah. They sold a 10-foot hose. Mm-hmm. I'd wake up sometimes, it'd be wrapped around my neck.
Oh, my.
I'm not even
like an umbilical cord.
It was
Holy
an umbilical
cow.
Cord. And I had to travel with this thing. And those were the days before the pre-check. So you had to put I had to take it out of the thing and put it on the little machine.
It's like, he's got a bomb. He's bringing a bomb in.
So, and it became, and then you got to wash it once a week, the hose, the thing.
Yeah, it's a lot.
In vinegar and water. And then I said, you know what? I don't care if I die in my sleep. This is such a pain. If Lincoln went out, I'm going to go out. Because it is. And then my nose. So I wear a Breathe Right strip on my nose to open up my nostrils. I got another thing I stick up in there.
Stick up your nose.
And hopefully it opens up.
Somebody says just use mouth tape.
Mouth tape is good.
I've seen that.
But the thing is, if some people, like I have what they call a lazy tonsil.
Yeah.
So
things we learned today.
Paraphrase a lazy. So like the back of your throat, and this is
so the doctor said. That I'm sorry, you got a lazy tongue.
The back of your throat relaxes.
Yes.
And it lowers into, so it's not always your nose.
Okay.
It could be what's going on in your throat.
Right here.
Yes.
In the jugular.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot. Somebody says here, yeah, listen, we've got, we're going to have a course. I want Pat to teach a course on CPAP.
Listen, lazy tonsil, there's something for that.
Someone says, the Sultana, we're talking about the anniversary of the Sultana that killed over 2,000 people. It was the greatest, biggest, most significant maritime disaster in the country's history.
Wow.
Not far from us. Somebody said the river has changed course. The Sultana is buried in an open field somewhere.
That happens on this day?
On this day, yeah. Yeah. Wow. It's Babe Ruth's birthday. The Bambino, obviously, where your neck of the woods.
Babe Ruth could hit now. Hitting?
I agree with you.
Hitting hasn't changed because it's about eyesight. It's about hand-eye coordination.
Right.
So you take a guy like Ted Williams. You guys like trivia. Ted Williams was the best ever in human history in three things.
Mm-hmm.
Can you name them?
Yes. Hitting.
Yes.
Fly fishing.
Yes.
And flying planes.
Yes, a fighter pilot.
Wow, good job, Pigskin.
But that's all hand-eye coordination.
Yeah.
So, back in the 1920s, according, if you just simple Google it.
I love
the
20s.
The MLB pitchers were estimated to be throwing, on average, about 85 miles an hour. Some were topping out around 90.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like they were throwing 60.
But as Christian said.
It's not like they're throwing we would.
It just like, you know, if I was playing college ball today and I had the tools and the knowledge, we progress in time as a sport and training and all the things to make us better. So, yeah, it's hard to compare because Babe Ruth didn't have all the tools somebody has today.
If there's one sport that transcends time better than the others, it's probably baseball.
Yeah, agreed. I would think so too, yeah.
Agreed.
Just the athleticism isn't.
People are bigger and stronger in football.
But you look
at basketball, the same thing.
You look at
thing.
Pedro Martinez, one of the greatest of all time. It was his changeup. I mean, he's not overwhelming me. The guy's, what, 5'9"?
Right.
But he had those long fingers.
So, Pat, here, to your point. Okay, Ted Williams, this is how great Ted Williams was. The fastest pitcher of his era was Rapid Robert Feller. Bob Feller of the Cleveland Indians.
They said
he threw every bit as hard as Nolan Ryan. For his career, and there were fewer teams then, Williams batted against him a lot. Williams hit against him as a career 345.
Wow.
The hardest thrower. Williams would hit these
guys. How about
Bob
Gibson? How fast did he throw it?
Gibson didn't throw as hard as Feller or Ryan.
He'd
probably mid-90s. Gibson would hit you in the head.
But that's a good point. They take that out of the game, right? So you can stay in the box.
Yeah. Did you hear?
Drysdale would hit you.
They've already fired your coach. The rest of
Alex Cora?
Yeah, how about that?
Crazy.
So 20 games.
If you look at the last decade from 2016 to now of the Red Sox.
Scuffling.
It's like World Series, last place. ALCS, last place.
Mm-hmm.
ALDS, last place. And it's
weird.
John Henry is not a popular owner in the Boston area.
You guys were projected to be towards the top of the AL East this year.
Yeah, so. It's just the moves, Mookie Betts. That's the one thing that baseball, as you guys know, with all the numbers, they try to outsmart everybody with contracts and numbers, and it's just, at the end of the day, you get to spend money. Look at the Dodgers.
I saw the Red Sox wearing those ridiculous uniforms in honor of the marathon. They look like UCLA out there. But I thought, I'm looking at the lineup. Detroit was playing. I'm all like, I don't know any of these guys. They got rid of all of their, you know, all of their killers, and they're trying to go with these young guys, and
it's
a little uneven so far. So.
It is 7:15. Now, we may have some levels that are off here, you know, Christian, between YouTube and all that. We're missing a mic somehow. Somehow we had a mic disappear out of the studio that was a permanent mic, and we'll just continue to let us know. Like, if you're on YouTube or if you're on Facebook, and
I'll give you a break and hold
and the volumes sound different, just let us know.
Give me a little mic stand.
You've got something you want to play?
I was going to play PB's open.
Let's go ahead and do that. That's cool. Go ahead and do that.
He's the all-time leader in three-pointers made in Arkansas. He once did a draft workout with the Boston Celtics. And now, he works at the SEC Network. He's, of course, Pat Bradley. He's brought to you by Cabot Outdoors, selling, servicing, and providing a wide range of lawn and yard equipment. Your Hustler Zero, turn mower, and steel equipment dealer. Go to CabotOutdoors.com. And Bathfitter, your local expert in custom bath and shower solutions. Whether you're looking to upgrade your bathtub, install a new shower, or make your bathroom more accessible, they're here to help. Go to Bathfitter.com. Now, let's get to the shooter.
It's always nice, you know, I go in there and I can hear Pat, you know, heavy breathing. He's falling asleep. I go and pull up his
CPAP.
I pull up his cover. I pull up
as
his
we've learned.
I pull up his covers.
You tuck him in?
I tuck him in. I do.
Shut the TV off for me.
Someone says, I also sleep with two pillows so my chin touches my chest. Ooh. That really helps open up the airway. I have no idea what the scoop is on that. So someone said, you know, John Henry is from Arkansas.
I think, the Missouri, Arkansas sort of like, you know, maybe the family's kind of moving around a little bit in that area. But that's, I think originally maybe.
Going to battle against that steel hammer took a lot out of him, obviously. So he's recovered very well.
Did you hear anything about Coach Cal making any new hires for his staff?
I didn't. We know, obviously, Chuck Martin left, went to North Carolina.
Right.
I haven't heard of anybody new. Obviously, Chuck is a great recruiter. You know, he's a very connected recruiter, and that's number one on
Are you Are you surprised or disappointed? You know, we talked about this last week. A little bit of, you know, we know, transfer portal, let's go! And it's like, yeah.
My thing is, so Coach Cal has, since 2000... Right when he was at UMass, he had an older team. We played against him. Canby obviously was a player of the year candidate. He's a game changer. But everybody else he had were tough, older, local kids.
Veterans.
Edgar Padilla, Carmelo Trevisio, Dana Dingle, Dante Wright.
Wow, you
Wright.
Were throwing out some names. Dingle and Trevisio.
That was right there.
Dingle and Trevisio.
I mean, started with Derek Kellogg. So Coach Cal always was tough, defense, rebounding, right? They're going to beat you up. Then he gets to Memphis, and the one-and-done hits.
Yep.
And he starts to be a champion for these younger players. So I think he still carries that. Like, so although he's going to get in the transfer portal, like, you know, he wants to make sure he's got his five-star high school kids. He loves that. That's a pride patch for him.
I get that. I see that.
So I think, his pride patch is, I'm going to get young players out of high school kids, and I'm going to make sure that they make right decisions moving forward. So that's his thing. But with the transfer portal, the other side of it, too, is I do think many college coaches do not even know how to evaluate, how to value the transfer portal. You look at Michigan, okay? Ade Mara, let me say his first name. He didn't play a lot at UCLA.
On the bench.
Morez Johnson, really good player. So what Michigan was ahead of in Dusty May, they didn't go off your statistics. They didn't go off, guys averaging 20 and 10. They went off
ceiling.
The plus minus.
What could be a ceiling?
But, like, if he played 15 minutes, sorry, I got him retained right in the face, too. Yep. But if he averaged 15 minutes a game, what did he do in those 15? Mm-hmm. What was his defensive numbers more specifically?
That's right.
So I think many coaches, college coaches, are trying to catch up with, and this has nothing to do with, like, Coach Cal, this is everybody. How to evaluate, especially with the value. And Michigan hit a home run with those two guys, Johnson and even Cadeau. I mean, he was a well-thought-of player, but
North Carolina wanted him to go, and I wasn't a big fan of the guy, but, you know, most outstanding player of the Final Four, he stepped up.
Yeah. I do think, and Coach Cal, though, has, don't forget, he was the first guy to take that grad transfer. Reed Travis, remember the kid from Stanford that went to Kentucky? He was like the first one that the grad student transfer. So Coach Cal knows that game, and he always will.
What about this the 7-footer from Europe? Have you heard about that?
Oh, the guy whose father went to
I don't know, but I heard something about last week, and there's a 7-footer from Europe.
There's a lot of 7-footers in Europe.
I know.
Eastern Europeans.
That's a cool thing to do now. Get you.
They all shoot, too.
I mean, Illinois, right? That's their pipeline.
Yeah. So, Pat, this is how ubiquitous is the transfer portal. After church yesterday, this guy that was visiting from out of town came up, patted me on the back. He said, "Preacher, that's a good sermon." I said, "Well, thank you." He said, "Tell your Michigan boys to quit taking our Arkansas guys. We don't want you taking any more of our bigs." So I'm getting yelled at by the transfer portal results.
So let's talk about this. I know we got John Daly coming up 7:30 for normally he's on Tuesday, but he asked if he could do it today because he's traveling tomorrow. What do you think about the tennis announcement on Friday? Tennis is gone from Arkansas.
It's sad.
I hate it.
According to I guess because I was in Fayetteville, a lot was going on. So Hunter Yurchik, I think, put out a statement. It's a $2 million program. It costs $2 million, and I think maybe they were losing $1.5 million too. If you look at the big, if you look at the big scheme of things of the other sports, you're losing $6 million in baseball, $6 million in women's basketball, $5 million in baseball, which I was stunned. So my thought was, why do that now? It's a slow time of the year. Why are you trying to show that I'm making the cuts necessary, or do people look at it and go, you know, Trey Schett was listening, and we were talking about all those assistants. You know, hey, listen, you got 25 coaching football assistants. Can we not have a tennis program? What's your thoughts on? We'll start with you, Pat, on the tennis.
Well, obviously, we all have great friends that play tennis in Fayetteville and in Little Rock. Just in general, the great Mel Collazo was a tennis player at UA Little Rock.
Yeah,
they got rid of that.
And then we just had a Sports Hall of Fame.
Peter Doohan.
Yeah.
It's beat Boris Becker at Wimbledon.
Yeah. Becker beat her.
How's that going to happen again if there's no Arkansas tennis?
Well, I just hope, I realize that we're going down this road anyway, but I just hope that they asked, is there an option? Like, hey, okay, maybe we don't have the travel budget that we had before. Maybe we don't lose $1 million or $2 million. Maybe we can just shave that down. And the travel is done differently. The schedule is done differently. Maybe it's just you play regionally more than travel throughout. I just hope that there was a conversation of how to keep it as opposed to we got to cut some.
The problem with that is, and I agree with you, is longtime Arkansas tennis coach Robert Cox spoke to Clay Henry, and he said, quote, I'm upset with the leadership. I'm upset that no one allowed us to try and save it. I'm deeply hurt. Wow. Tennis has done nothing but represent the University of Arkansas in the best fashion. So
it has.
That, to me, is the problem. It's, again, goes back to messaging. What do we talk about a lot with the university? Mm-hmm. They struggle with messaging. They're calling it a budget line item issue, and as you just pointed out, Baz, it's hardly causing that big of an impact on the budget.
Yeah, it's chump change compared to how much they're losing in the... I tell you, I'm almost said, get rid of the women's basketball program right now. It's losing $5 million, winning five games.
What is Title IX, none of the women's sports make any money.
Well, hold on. Yeah. But what does that tell you? What did they do? They couldn't get rid of just a women's sport. They had to satisfy that requirement.
Ding, ding, ding.
And they're teetering down the line of membership in the conference. Teetering. They're one up, I think, on the total number of schools you have to have scholarships for, which is the minimum. Yeah. And so you could see that change coming down the road where they change that so that other schools, I mean, Pat Forte spoke with the University of Louisville chancellor and athletic director, and they said, hey, look, this is just going to be the beginning. Yeah. It could happen in other schools. Google, it's already happening.
Google something for me, because I don't think Vanderbilt has a softball team. I don't think has a softball team.
And somebody made the point, how often do we talk about tennis, Razorback tennis? We really haven't talked a lot about it. The tennis has not been successful. Does that matter? Does it matter that the tennis program is not...
In the past, they've been good.
Certainly have. In years past...
How about asking Mr. Kane about a family connection to the tennis thing, okay?
That's right.
Yeah, my dad played.
His dad played. He was a Razorback tennis player.
Yeah, Southwest Conference champion in doubles.
There you go. All right.
Yeah. He was, I think, he's one of the alumni who got the letter and all that, but like...
What did the letter say?
Oh, I mean, I think that they sent a message to former alumni that just similar to what Hunter said.
Give us some money, or we're going to kill this.
No, that's the problem.
They didn't give him the
option. And that's the problem. I think he said he's upset, just like Coach Cox, in that there wasn't an effort. He told me, we talked about it last night. He said, I believe if they had really put forth an effort, that they would have been able to get. He said, there's a lot of really successful businessmen who play tennis at the University of Arkansas who, if it was really on the line, hey, all cards are on the table. Here's what the budget says. Here's what the numbers look like. If you don't step up as an alumni base, a tennis alumni base, then we could lose the programs. Yeah. They would have stepped up.
Yeah,
that's arguably the most popular sport in Little Rock.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
Hello, Little Rock. It is.
Rack Club Athletic Club. Yeah,
this
exactly.
This is a good city for tennis.
It is. And I think messaging goes back to it, right? Because they're calling it something that you go, well, that doesn't add up. look at the numbers. It's not a budget issue. There's something else here. And if it's a really a budget issue, like you said, Bez, there's other much more budget-intensive sports that you're losing money, you're in the red on, that you're not even looking at right now.
Yeah, I don't understand the timing of it. And, Hunter Yurecek did not do an interview. He just put out a release. And so I think it'd be good for him to come out and state the, you know, it's so funny. I'm sure I'm not the biggest, I'm not on the high list of Hunter Yurecek favorite people.
When's he coming to the Touchdown Club this year?
So I was standing beside him. I was with Bo Mattingly, and I was standing beside him backstage before Justin Moore started. And he starts talking to Bo about, because Bro brought up the tennis, what kind of response you get him. So I just stepped away. I didn't want to hear, didn't want to feel like he, you know. And so, again, I don't have anything against him, but I'm just would ask you. I think if you come out there and you do an interview with somebody, not just put out a release, because, you know, it's done on a Friday. Which sort of gets
news dump. Yeah. I mean, it felt very corporate. It felt like it was just like layoffs at a corporate office. It was, okay, we'll put the press release out and we'll move on.
Can I mention one thing, too, is I don't even know how to navigate this, even if I should, but I'm just saying tennis, why that? Why that sport? Is there something?
That's a good question.
Because we can axe it and there won't be any pushback.
Well,
that's what they're gauging.
So it's interesting. So you know who we're getting ready to talk to next? John Daly.
Oh,
what about golf?
Golf's next. Gotta be.
You know what is really interesting? I don't know how much time we have. Patrick McEnroe. Looked at the roster, and it was all European. It was all European guys. You look at the roster of, let's say, women's golf. Isn't it mostly?
Yeah.
European? So yeah. He was suggesting maybe because it was full of European roster guys that.
Well, women's golf in Arkansas is all, I think they're all Colombian. I think, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they're. Yeah, but yeah, that's it. Anyway, so we'll ask John Daly if there's any concern. I think golf's a little bit bigger. Probably the budget's probably similar. Wouldn't you think it'd be around a couple million?
Maybe some more of the donors like to play golf and they don't care about tennis as
well.
Well,
there's one named John Tyson. There's one named John Tyson that provides the facility for it.
Blessings.
I completely. It's a tough situation. You're trying to raise all this money. I get it. And the whole thing is just interesting. I think the timing was like, man, we stood out. Like, man, when you do that kind of thing. There's nothing else going on.
It made waves.
My gosh. Just, you know.
It had to be a way to save it.
Yeah, well, that's what why'd
you do it on spring football?
I know. Why'd
you do it
that weekend? I don't
know. Couldn't wait till next weekend?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe thought it could, as Chris said, maybe it's a
overshadow
way to keep it, yeah.
Baz, before we hit
try
the
to bury it.
I just want to let everybody know, take it easy. Coach Calipari will be okay. He will do great in the transfer portal. Do not worry about Coach Cal. I'm 150% confident in him. Am I right, Christian?
I think you're right.
Yeah, right. All right. Everybody, don't worry about it. He's going to get put together a championship team.
Do you have to leave us now? You can hang out a little bit longer.
I'm going to just hang. I'll listen to John because I got
to
be
go.
Somewhere at 8:15.
Yeah, if you need to go, No. Did you make up your bed?
He wants turndown service.
Did you clean your sheets?
He put the thing on the door. He wants you to do the turndown. A little chocolate. You got to wrap the towel like a swan. You got to do the whole thing.
All right, don't go away. John Daly up next, 7:30.
Justin is taking the zone to Royal Windows Monday. Listen to find out how they can upgrade your windows. It's Monday starting at 10 on 103.7 The Buzz.
This is SportsCenter.
The NFL draft wrapped up over the weekend. Four Razorbacks were selected, the most since 2016 when five were selected. The first Arkansas player off the board was Friday night when the Seahawks took defensive back Julian Neal in the third round, 99th overall. Then in the fourth round, the Raiders selected running back Mike Washington, 122nd overall. Offensive lineman Fernando Carmona was drafted by the Titans, 142nd overall in the fifth round. And the last Razorback selected was quarterback Taylen Green, who went in the sixth round, 182nd overall. He's the first Arkansas quarterback to be drafted since Brandon Allen in 2016. Several Arkansas players who went undrafted have already got deals as undrafted free agents. Cornerback Connie Walker is with the Bills. Defensive lineman Cam Ball and wide receiver Taylen Sharp both went to the Colts. Offensive lineman Corey Robinson went to the Bengals. Xavier Sory was picked up by the Raiders. And tight end Rohan Jones assigned a deal with the Rams. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
A 30% chance of rain showers today, warm and breezy with a high of 84 degrees. Tonight, a 70% chance of rain and thunderstorms. Some storms tonight are expected to be severe. So, today is an Arkansas Storm Team Alert Day. Tomorrow, more rain and thunderstorms, possibly severe. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Are you hungry? Something new, $25, all you can eat, sushi rolls, soup, salad, Benihana rice. Come at Benihana's Monday through Thursday.
It's Justin Acri for The Zone, and coming up on Monday, we are heading out on the road. We're going to Royal, Arkansas, and we are going to be hanging out with our friends at Royal Home Improvement. If you want to hear about ways to make your home a better place, they will have all the details. Check them out online at royalwindows.com. Bubba Carpenter, thanks to our friends at Johnston's Home Center down in Benton with a recap of the Razorbacks. We've got birthday trivia, entertainment, and a whole lot more. It's coming up on the Monday edition of The Zone right here on The Buzz. It's The Zone, where sports and entertainment.
The low rates are coming. The low rates are coming.
What are you talking about, Roger?
I'm letting everybody know that the Summer Auto Loan Special from Alcor Community Federal Credit Union is about to start, and this year they're offering historically low rates.
Alcoa always offers great rates for their summer special, but historically low?
That's right, baby Bubba. This summer is America's 250th birthday, and to celebrate, Alcor Community FCU is offering auto loan rates for as low as 1.776% APR.
Wow, those are some historic rates.
In addition to the historically low rates, no payment due for 90 days.
So crazy low rates and no car payment due for the whole summer?
Plus, you can get financing for up to 84 months.
How do I get started?
This offer is valid for 2024, 25, and 26-year models, brand new or refinance the ride you already have. To get started, go to alcoacommunityfcu.org, apply securely online, call, or stop by any branch.
You're right, Raj. This is historic. How long does this offer last?
May 1st through the end of August.
Roger, we need to let everybody know.
The low rates are coming. The low rates are coming.
Spring is here and summer's right around the corner, y'all. Are you ready to feel like your best again? Are you ready to have a great summer? Good news! Low T Centers extended their New Year's offers to give you that second chance. Look, if low energy, mood swings, weight gain, or low sex drive are holding you back, it's time to check your testosterone. And real talk, y'all, Low T Center's where it's at. You get TRT customized to your body, and it's more than likely covered by insurance. Their hormone health specialist will fine-tune your treatments to keep your results strong, safe, and built around your goals. At Low T Center, it's not just about testosterone. Be sure to ask about the additional therapies they offer, like Somorlin, NAD+, GLP-1 weight loss treatments, and much, much more. And remember, these are all prescribed and monitored by medical providers. Bottom line, if you're looking for better recovery, sleep quality, body composition, healthy aging, and or weight management, amen, Low T Center's who you need. This month, take advantage of a free men's testosterone test, huge discounts on women's hormone testing, and savings on peptides like Somorlin and much, much more. Book now at lowtcenter.com.
This is Miss Arkansas 2023 Corey Keller, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
All right, it is 7:33. If you just joined the show, we've got a studio full. As always, we have Chris Kane on Mondays, brought to you by Trader Bills. Appreciate him coming by. Pat Bradley, a special in-studio appearance, brought to you by Cabot Outdoors and Bath Fitters. Appreciate both those sponsors. Pat will be with us just for a few more minutes. Pigskin preacher Chuck Monahan from Pinnacle Church of Christ hanging out.
The peace of God be unto you.
Yes, and
to your spirit.
Christian Weaver running the board today. Roger is down in Florida, getting a much deserved R&R getaway with the boys. He'll be back tomorrow. And today we've got to have John Daly on today with us because he's traveling tomorrow. I do want to mention too, coming up a little bit later, we've got graffiti at 8:30, brought to you by Finch Brokers. We also have Camden Kojal, Razorback shortstop. He'll be on with us at 9:05, and Mark May at 9:30 to talk about the great Monty Coleman and his passing and what a tremendous player and person he was. Let's bring in JD there, Christian.
Big John is the winner of two major championships. He's a national sports icon who does it his way with no apologies. Over his decades-long career, he's raised millions of dollars for charities, including his beloved Boys and Girls Club of Darnell and Arkansas Razorback for Life. John Daly is made possible by Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership with an inventory that nobody else has. Check him out at HondaOfRussellville.com. Now, stepping off the tee box and into the mayhem, it's John Daly.
Keep taking chances, living large.
Hit it, hit it, hit hard. JD, good morning, buddy.
What's happening, brother?
Good to jump on with us today. Glad to have you. First of all, boys, happy birthday to JD tomorrow. What's the big number, 60? What is it?
Big 6-0.
Big 6-0. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the club, my friend. The water's warm. Come on in. So what are you going to do on your birthday? Where are you traveling to?
I'll be little John's graduate tonight from the University of Arkansas, and then I'll travel tomorrow back to Nashville and then to Birmingham for our Regions tournament.
Now, are you still doing all this traveling, most all of it by bus, by RV? Is that correct?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot. Unless you have, I did see you on a private jet with you and Jocko were up in the front of the private jet. That's always nice to get that when you can, right?
Oh, no doubt. You know, our buddy John Daniels was back up here to Fayetteville to doing the little John's graduation, but. Then we get back into we're going to fly out of XNA to Nashville, pick the bus up. So for my birthday, I'll be driving the bus to Birmingham.
How crazy is it for Little John, for you to see Little John graduate college? Just the realization that just the time's flying by and all your kids are growing up.
That's unbelievable. I think I got to look in the family tree at Cork Fund the last time a Daly graduated from anywhere.
Well, that's awesome. We were today, as John, today is the birthday of the great Babe Ruth. And all of our guys in the studio, we were talking. You remind us a little bit of Babe Ruth. Has anybody ever told you that before? You know, your personality, you're, you know, sort of bigger than life. You don't care what anybody thinks. You hit the long ball. Anybody compared you to the Babe with you before?
The Squire, Gene Saracen, always called me the Babe Ruth of golf. And I said, the only difference between me and Babe is he liked white vitamin D milk. I like chocolate milk.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if it was Chuck, if you brought that up, but I think that's a great example. JD, so one of the hot topics that's happened this weekend here in Arkansas sports, is the elimination of men's and women's tennis at Fayetteville by Hunter Yurchik, the athletic director and athletic department. What do you think about that? Any concern there that, you know, they could target other sports like golf? What's your thought there on the tennis cancellation there?
Well, the tennis program has been really bad for a long time, you guys. I mean, it really has. And not just, you know, I was rooting for our Hogs no matter what, but the men and women's has been just, it hasn't been great. And, you know, it's tough. It sucks because, you know, tennis is a great sport, but I have no idea how that came about or anything. I just heard about it. I'm with Doc White. He told me about it. It saves up to $3 million a year for the university of other programs, I guess. I don't know.
What are you, John?
When's the last time tennis was good in Arkansas?
Chris, when's the last time? Chris's dad played tennis. He was also
early 80s.
Yeah, put that mic a little bit higher. Early
80s.
Yeah, so really, you know, back in the day, the greatest era, right,
was the
late 70s and 80s. Yeah. John, when we were up there.
Southwest Conference champs.
Yeah, I think that's, and not sure why we haven't been able to be better. It's let me ask you this. Have they asked you, John, for the athletic department at Hunter, have they asked you to help raise money for, like, the golf program or the athletic department in general? Has it been targeted to, hey, John, we need you to help raise money for golf? I know John Tyson obviously is a big supporter, but have they asked you to help actually raise money for that particular program?
Well, I used to, and I'm still willing to do anything for him, but I have a feeling with the basketball and stuff and the golf, I think Mr. Tyson takes care of that.
Yeah, somebody.
Well, I'm not for sure, but I'm not 100% sure, but I mean, they don't ever seem to ask me. You know, I was just with Coach Brad last night. They came over, we had a nice Italian dinner for Little John's graduation thing. You know, I used to do a charity. I used to raise money for the Parks and Golf team.
Yeah.
I mean, we did it like 5-6 years in a row, raised some good money, and then all of a sudden, they didn't really need it. So, I got to believe they've got it.
Yeah, I would think if I had John Daly and do two things. One, you raise money and you bring awareness to the program. I think it'd be a great idea. Of course, you know, you do so much, you give back a lot, and I know your schedule's tough to do that. But I would think, why not? It gives it more exposure to the program. You had the spring red and white game this weekend. Did you hear any feedback from that? I was up there. I've been and watched some of the highlights of it, but did you get any feedback from that from anybody that was up there?
We won a game.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. And John, I will say this, is that I think this team has more depth. I think this team is more organized, got a little bit more pep in the step. I think it's got a better coaching staff. I don't know if we have the horses yet. That's going to be the key, is even if you're better coached, do you have the Jimmies and the Joes to step on the field with Georgia and Utah at Utah and Texas? I don't know. I think that's yet to be seen. I think that was a question I think a lot of people walked away from, or a lot of people, I think the guys who cover it go, you know, they look well organized. I like the energy of Ryan Silverfield, but do they have the horses to get it done? So we shall see. Pat Bradley joins us now too, JD.
JD, got a question here. Outside of just asking you for money, has the university, whether it was, you know, 10 years ago, 20 in the 90s, have they ever asked you to step in and help recruit a player, whether any sport? Have they said, hey, you know, Coach Richardson bring in and say, hey, JD, we're trying to lock down this guy. Let's go play golf with his father.
Yeah, good point.
I mean, a lot of times I've been out and I've met people that kids and I'll call, but I want to make sure I didn't offend any rules. If they were junior,
right.
I could ask for him for a coach to go see him, I guess, or whatever. But yes, I'll never forget with Coach Van Horn. I've met a kid, North Carolina, and he went to Coach Van Horn. Didn't thank you, JD. Didn't have anything to do with recruiting. He was recruiting him, but Coach didn't know this kid's dad was such a big fan of mine, and the kid was too. He said, well, if you're around, you come to games, I'll definitely come to Arkansas, and it's pretty cool. Doing it, I just don't know. All I've heard was that if he's a junior, you can call a coach, and a coach can talk to him. But other than that, that's about all you can do, really.
Yeah, it's a great point, Pat. Yeah, you're taking advantage of
he's such an ambassador. He's such a popular figure.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I do want to thank Honda Russell for sponsoring JD, John Daly, every week. And John's always, I tell you one thing about John. John understands his contractual and sponsor responsibilities. he's not missed. I give him credit. You know, he's been in this game long enough
pro.
The other thing, John, today's National Snoring Week. Big John Daly, I would imagine, are you a snoring guy? You sleep on your side, sleep on your back? You got a CPAP? What's the scoop?
Well, here's the thing. If you're sleeping and you're snoring, how do you know you're snoring? Because you're sleeping.
Somebody tells you.
Everybody
tells you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
and Anna's a big snorer too. So
okay.
It goes both ways.
Yeah. So you're not you don't need the CPAP and all that kind of stuff. You don't fool with that.
I tried it. I can't. I get claustrophobic.
Yeah,
I just go nuts. And I'm tossing and turning all night long, so I'm having a feeling I'd choke myself if I kept going the way I was trying to use it.
That's me.
Pat woke up. See what you say, Pat?
JD, I had a 10-foot hose on my sleep pad.
Oh, yeah.
And just so I could toss and turn, and I woke up and things wrapped around my neck. I choked, so that choked me out.
JD,
yeah,
John, I don't know if you know this or not. When Pat comes to town to shoot his commercials and to get his work on his teeth and his hair, he stays at my house. We call it the Bradley bedroom. And it's almost as big as the Lincoln bedroom, JD. So it's pretty...
It's got everything in there, JD. You got your private bathroom. You got the huge television. You got a sliding door out to where the hot tub overlooks the Arkansas River.
How about that? The Bradley bedroom.
That's all you need.
Why leave?
Yeah, why leave? Yeah.
Pat?
Well, we've been trying to get him to move back to Arkansas forever. JD, he's a busy guy.
I'm making the move, JD. I'll give you a heads up, brother, so you can prepare.
Well, listen, hey, have a great birthday, Lamar. Welcome to 60. You got a lot of living ahead, JD. Got a lot of living ahead. I wish you would take care of yourself and get more rest. But you go. I understand it, man. But I don't know if anybody goes harder than you do and is pulled in 1,000 different directions than John Daly. But I appreciate you. Obviously, baseball and softball are still in the mix. You got a few more series for Razorback baseball. The women look like they're getting ready to – they're going to have a really good shot to be a super regional. So hoping this year is the first year we get to Oklahoma City. I think it's going to happen, JD. So, but anyway, the main thing, have a happy birthday tomorrow, my friend.
That'd be awesome, and the Hawks got regionals coming up for golf. So
that's right.
Let's wish everybody well. Go Hogs. Love you guys.
Love you, JD.
Love you,
go
JD.
Hogs.
Happy
Appreciate
birthday,
that. Bro. The one and only John Daly.
You know what I was thinking? I think I may have woken myself up snoring. Because I'll wake up and I'll be like, what was that noise?
Oh, that happens.
Yeah.
Do you feel that little, what is it called?
Oh, the lazy tonsil.
The lazy tonsil.
What if you rip a huge fat? That'll wake everything up.
Which one wakes you up more? That or the snoring? I'm on the other end of my house. Let me just say that.
Yeah. Well, you don't know. You just wake up and I was like, I woke up last night 3 times. Like, what was that noise? did it rain at like 4 a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
It might have been some branches hitting the window.
We got a lot of rain over the weekend.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Well, Pat, I know you got to go. Thanks for stopping by. Always great to have you in the studio.
Love you, buddy.
Yes, thanks to Cabot Outdoors.
What time is Vickery come?
Vickery's on 8.
Does he come up?
Yeah, he does.
All right, I'll hang out, say hello to him.
Yeah.
All right, we'll
take a break. We have the one and only Pigskin Preacher, who is a tennis guy himself. He was,
who knew? He said, a former life.
He's a tennis snob. He was talking down to pickleball players.
Oh, you know what happens at a break doesn't stay in
I can't
break.
Imagine anything
Stop
more
it.
Useless
Stop
than pickleball.
Stop it, Pigskin.
Sounds like the next
God
Double
love
Beast
all
commercial.
Those people that play, they're but I mean,
people are passionate about it.
Well, they're passionate about horseshoes, too. I don't see that in the Olympics.
To each their own.
Yeah, to each
Not
his own.
Not everybody can be a great athlete and play tennis like you.
That's true. I can't either. That was a former life.
Yeah. We'll come back and say goodbye to Chris Kane, brought to you by Trader Bills. And, again, got Cam Nicosia coming up, Mark May. Again, all you who just tuned in, the great Monty Coleman passed yesterday. The greatest football player in the history of UCA football.
Yeah.
One of the greatest players to come out of the state of Arkansas.
Absolutely.
3 Super Bowl rings, 16 seasons with the Redskins. And we'll talk to his old teammate, Mark May, at 9:30. Don't go away. 7:47.
In the garage by the motorway.
Hey, it's David Basil from my good friends at Bath Fitter. I've been working with Bath Fitter for over a decade now. They're a family-owned business that's been around for over 40 years, and I can vouch for the outstanding work they do. They are the pioneers of the acrylic bath industry. Bath Fitter offers a one-of-a-kind remodeling process that's easy and stress-free. They offer a wide selection of beautiful and functional showers in all shapes and sizes, and with their seamless one-piece walls and hundreds of design options, you can refresh your shower space in no time. They can even convert your existing bath into a shower. And get this, they've had over 2 million installs of fantastic showers and tubs across the South, with thousands of those coming right here in the natural state. At Bath Fitter, they are the manufacturer, installer, and service provider. No subcontractors involved in the process. All are employees of the company, so they own the entire process. Right now, they have an amazing offer. Zero down, zero payments, zero interest for 12 months. They understand that families are struggling with high prices, so they are making this special offer to help. Check them out online at BathFitterLittleRock.com and tell them Basil sent you.
The Bumper to Bumper Certified Service Center's Indoor Car Show, Saturday, May 2nd at the Conway Expo Hall. Presented by Ducks Garage, Dewdrop Auto Parts and Service, and Jets Gas Service. New this year, best of show for car and truck. $1,000 Visa gift card to each winner.
Down south, a handshake means something, and we let our actions do the talking.
The Brad Hendricks Law Firm is rooted in Southern tradition and grit. Southern born and raised and Arkansas based, Brad Hendricks is named a Mid-South Super Lawyer year after year. So for car and big truck wrecks, medical malpractice, wrongful death, bankruptcy, and Social Security claims, his law firm produces results. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Southern roots, serious results.
This is Mark Miller for Parker Cadillac, and I couldn't have done this for almost 20 years and not deliver on what we're offering. When you shop Parker Cadillac, you're not just getting a great price, you're getting exceptional customer service. We've got something for every budget, but most importantly, we're offering you a first-class buying experience on the absolute highest quality of pre-owned and certified vehicles, with 2 years of complimentary oil changes absolutely free. It's time to expect more from your auto dealer. It's time you let Parker Cadillac put you in a vehicle today. Shop online at parkerspecials.com or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
Hey guys, it's Dee Dee from Ava Bella Day Spa. Guess what's right around the corner? Yep, Mother's Day. And we have the special packages for you. The Mama Time for $100. All the way up to the Mom and Me, where two of you get to come into the spa. Go to AvaBellaDaySpa.com, click on Instant Gift Certificates. You can print it off or send it right to the recipient. Or come on in our shop, 301 North Shackelford Road, Suite C3. That's Ava Bella Day Spa.
Country music star and Arkansas native Joe Nichols joins Morning Mayhem each week, courtesy of D3 Auto Sales, Arkansas's number one independent used car dealership, specializing in level and lifted trucks. D3AutoSales.com.
You asked for a premium boat at an accessible price, and Trader Bill's Outdoor Sports deliver. Introducing the new Vexus Defender, starting at under $32,000. Unlike other brands, the Defender boasts an all-welded, high-performance hull, hydraulic steering, and custom fiberglass components that give you a stronger, smoother, and drier ride. For 42 years, our award-winning family business has put sportsmen first. Experience the difference at Trader Bill's Outdoor Sports at Hot Springs or Little Rock location, or on the web at TraderBills.com.
Oaklawn is here for when you want non-stop racing and non-stop action. The season's back, the weekends are packed, and it's time to plan your visit. The classic racing season kicks off January 30th and runs through May 2nd with exciting weekends, great food and drinks, and the kind of atmosphere you can only find in Hot Springs. It's fast, it's lively, it's time to win. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
103.7 The Buzz heads to Oaklawn this Friday to close out the 2026 live racing season. Morning Mayhem and The Zone will broadcast from the Mainline Sports Bar. Nancy Holtis will stop by along with Zach Gillum and David Longinati. Might even get a visit from General Manager Wayne Smith. It's Friday at Oaklawn Hot Springs with 103.7 The Buzz.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Justin, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
All right, 7:52 on this Monday. PB exits the studio. Pat Bradley, thanks to Cabot Outdoors and Bath Fitter. Appreciate them. Chris Kane wrapping up stuff with us here.
Yes.
Brought to you by Trader Bills. Yes. Chuck Monahan, Pigskin Preacher, sponsored by God, here today. And
pretty big.
You were saying you were looking at some numbers, Chris, during the break that sort of show where Arkansas was in terms of the tennis versus other schools.
Yeah, Matt Brown. I think I don't know what publication he's with now. He used to be with SB Nation, but he put out a report. Thanks to Chris Babb for sharing this. Just kind of breaks down the operating expenses, and they go through some of the numbers. And the data shows Arkansas was in the middle of the pack on athletic student aid, ninth in the conference, which includes travel, other operating expenses. But interestingly enough, Arkansas tennis led the SEC in spending on athlete food for tennis.
All right.
Near the bottom in coaching salaries, support staff, and recruiting numbers. I mean, those numbers well below the league average in those respective categories. So it looks to me Arkansas, while on the lower end, the operating budget of Arkansas wasn't so much lower than their peers, the competition would actually be possible, according to that report.
You know, JD said, well, they haven't been good in a while. And so usually when you say, okay, well, then make them better. You know, soccer, I can imagine soccer is a big revenue support. Golf doesn't produce any revenue.
Well, and how is revenue, reported, too? That's an interesting dive into that.
Yeah, golf and soccer don't generate revenue either. So, I mean, all those sports are not revenue generators.
There are three things on the Hill that do. Football.
It's true, too.
Basketball. And baseball
baseball loses $5 million a year.
Which is crazy.
Which I did not know.
We're
going to
cut
year.
Everything except football and basketball?
Yeah, I didn't realize
football
baseball.
Football floats your athletic department most often. Yeah,
they net about almost $30 million a year, and basketball nets about $4 million a year.
David, your old pal Bo Schembechler said, here's what we need to do, and of course it made enough sense, nobody ever did it. He said, Title IX is fine, but you've got to exempt football because there's not an equivalent female sport that has 100 people out there.
That is true.
And football pays the bills for everything else, but they won't exempt football. So
That is true. So I'm sure that will continue to be discussed.
Great point.
Yeah. And it also, Chris, we're getting ready. It's fishing season. It's boat season. Skiing season. Are you a boater or a skier, Pigskin?
I love riding around in boats.
Okay.
I'm too.
You don't ski.
I'm too top heavy to ski.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We live in a state with some of the most pristine lakes.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
I mean, that we have the opportunity to take advantage of, at home, within our own state borders, some of the best fishing.
Yes.
Some of the best boating and some of the best recreational lakes you can find anywhere in the country. And that's why you need to come see my friends at Trader Bill's, because they've got, whether it's a Godfrey pontoon, a Vexus Defender fishing boat, or I got on an ATX, it's a ski boat, surf boat. Everything is automated these days. Back in the day where you'd have to weigh down one side, all right, everybody get on the left. We're going to make a wake. So everybody wait. Everybody get on the left, and you're all trying to load up. Now you just hit a button that says surf on a screen, and it fills the chamber up in the boat.
What?
It fills it up with water on the left side automatically, and then you set it, and you hit go, and all of a sudden you're going 11 miles per hour perfectly, and a perfect wake gets thrown in the back for someone to surf. I mean, it is like...
I never heard of anything like that.
I was even asking, I said, how do you teach people how to do this? He said, oh, we'll take you out on the water. We're going to show you. It'll take about 30 minutes to an hour, and you're going to be ready to go. You're going to have everything you need before you head out, and in terms of knowledge to be and confidence to be able to operate these boats. Incredible.
661-1037. Someone says, hearing PB say fart with a Boston accent made my day. Someone said another from the 501. Please have Pat say fart again. Here's one. Please say Pat said his play. I had a 10-foot hose around my neck. I'm telling you, I don't know. I don't know what the deal is there. Pat was he was on fire.
Yeah, Roger would have seized that and done something with it.
Someone says, Baz, you said earlier that baseball is losing $6 million a year. I've always heard that Arkansas baseball is one of the few schools that are in the black. Were we really losing money like that in baseball? Did you misspeak? No, according to the budget that I have right here in front of me, it says that we're losing. Let's see. I'll get it just to show you five or six million a year. Let's see. Here it is.
Baz, for those who weren't on the program earlier, Baz is operating on his phone only today. He's had computer issues. So
I'm sorry. We lost $3 million. Not $3 million. Six. Yeah. Okay.
So I wonder what the change is from us being profitable or just right at level to being $3 million below now.
Women's track and field across country is losing $5 million a year. Men's track and field across country is losing $5.5 million. Women's basketball is losing $6.5 million. Baseball is losing $3 million. Softball is losing $3 million. Yeah, it's just all of them are losing money. So it's just, that's what I was saying. What's another $2 million?
Well, one texter wrote in earlier, that $2.3 million would matter if it is included with more sports.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you cut multiple sports, then it makes a difference. If you're just cutting this, then all of a sudden, it's hardly dropping the bucket in terms of your losses.
Exactly.
Every year, so.
Yeah, we shall see. Chris, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Put on your Delta Solar hat now.
Ready to go. Thank you, guys.
All right. Sunny days
ahead.
Christian, the brain power. Nothing against Chris, but the brain power
is going
ready to happen here between Pigskin and Bill Vickery.
Are you saying swapping out Chris for Vickery is not an even swap?
It's an older brain.
Okay.
It's an older brain coming in. An older, more experienced brain.
Yeah, but what we're losing in brain power, we're losing also in prettiness.
Wait a minute. Bill's showing out the legs today. Look at that. Don't go away. 8 o'clock.
When did I first notice my hair loss? Honestly, probably about 5 or 6 years ago. But the moment that it really got my attention was at the self-checkout at Walmart. I had to look up to see if the light was green or red because my item wouldn't scan. And right above me is the camera. Well, that camera showed the top of my head. After that, I started wearing hats more often. Eventually, I just decided, you know what? It is what it is. I'll shave it, live with it, or move on. But then I heard